أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سورة أنزلناها وفرضناها وأنزلنا فيها آيات بينات لعلكم تذكرون. Surah An-Nur means the Surah of Light. This is a very special Surah of the Quran. And the reason why we say it is special is because it focuses primarily on the preservation of chastity and what happens in the event where chastity, hayat, is not preserved. In the previous surah of the Quran, Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken of certain characteristics and qualities of the believers. And amongst those characteristics and qualities was the characteristic of safeguarding and protecting one's private organs. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us and warns us that if there is neglect in that regard, with regards to the preservation of chastity and one's modesty, then eventually it could lead to one misusing the private organs and falling into the actual act of zina. That is the outcome. It starts off with negligence in the aspect of modesty and chastity. When people start neglecting modesty and people neglect chastity and people neglect things like guarding the gaze and so on and so forth, then eventually it leads, ultimately, the worst that could happen is one will end up committing zina. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the opening ayat of the surah, Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the punishment that Allah has prescribed for that man and that woman who commit the act of zina and fornication. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he had encouraged and advised that this surah must be taught to everyone in general, but specifically it must be taught to the women folk. Because when it comes to the aspect of haya, modesty, preservation of chastity, the women folk are required to fulfill that commandment to a greater extent than the men. And generally we find that when there is negligence in this aspect of modesty and chastity, we find that there is a greater amount of negligence in this regard when it comes to our women folk than our men folk. So that is why it is a surah that Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala and many others up to this day have encouraged that it is imperative and mandatory for our women folk to be taught and to study this particular chapter of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the opening ayah, ayah number one of Surah An-Nur states, Suratun, this is a surah. Anzalnaha, we have revealed it. وَفَرَضْنَاهَا, and we have prescribed it. In other words, whatever is prescribed here has been prescribed by Allah. There are certain punishments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed Himself to be carried out in this dunya if certain crimes are committed. These punishments are known as hudud. These specific punishments for specific crimes that Allah has prescribed are known as hudud. No one has the right to change the hudud, these type of punishment. These have been prescribed by Allah. And from amongst the crimes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed the punishment for is stealing, the act of stealing, theft. And we know, and we have studied those ayat that deal with the punishment of theft. That is a had, because Allah prescribed the punishment. Thereafter you have the punishment of false accusations. When a false accusation is made, there's a particular and a specific punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. Number three is the punishment of consumption of wine or liquor or intoxicant. This is a specific punishment that Allah has mentioned in the Quran. And number four, the punishment that Allah has prescribed for zina and fornication. These are known as hudud. Any other crimes that are committed, that is left up to the judge in the Islamic court to determine what punishment must be handed down to the criminal and to the one who commit any such offense or crime. From the hudud, when you look at the hudud, so there are four prescribed punishments by Allah. We find that the severest punishment is for the one who perpetrates the act of zina and who engages in fornication. And because the results of that act are so drastic, and the results are so damaging to social life, it completely destroys social order, and there are so many other evils that result from that one evil act. We find that the punishment for it also is the severest. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a surah that we have revealed, وَفَرَضْنَاهَا, we have prescribed it. Whatever is in the surah too, we have prescribed it. وَأَنزَلْنَا فِيهَا آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have revealed within the surah, within this chapter, clear proofs, clear evidences, clear signs, clear verses, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so that you may take heed, so that you may think, so that you may ponder. Allah then says, الزَّانِيَةُ وَالزَّانِي فَجْدِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا مِئَةَ جَلَّةٍ. Now, the punishment that Allah has prescribed for the fornicating man and the fornicating woman, the zani or the zaniya, depends on the individual's status. Firstly, what we must understand is that similar to the prohibition of wine and similar to the prohibition of intoxicants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed it gradually. Gradually, prohibition was made unlawful before it was completely made haram. So initially, they were not allowed to come in a state of intoxication to salah. Outside of salah, after the Isha salah, they could consume alcohol. But at the time of salah, they had to be sober. And then slowly, eventually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared it completely unlawful and haram. The same applies to zina. Initially, the punishment of zina, which was described or which was discussed in the first juz of the Quran, was that a person, a man or a woman who committed zina, were to be detained in the house. And they were to remain locked up in the house, not allowed to leave the house until death had overtaken them. That was the initial punishment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew a distinction between the married man and married woman who commits zina, and then the unmarried man and unmarried woman who commit zina. And that is the punishment that Allah speaks of over here. The unmarried man and the unmarried woman who commits zina, Allah says, الزانية, Allah says about her, the female woman who fornicates, والزاني, and the male who fornicate, فَجْدِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ, Allah says, flog both of them, whoop the two of them, مِئَةَ جَلْدَةٍ, 100 lashes. That is the punishment, the had prescribed by Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us and advises us, says, and he says, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, let not pity for them, let not compassion for them, let not feeling sorry for them withhold you from carrying out what is prescribed in the deen of Allah. In fact, carrying out the prescribed punishment is a sign of concern for them, because you are concerned of akhirah. You rather have them punished and face the law that Allah has prescribed for them in this world, so that they do not face it in akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and warns us, let not that pity and the compassion that you have for them, let that not hold you back and keep you back from doing in the deen of Allah what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prescribed. In kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. Allah says, if you really have iman in Allah and you truly believe in Allah and the last day, then you will not withhold back the punishment. You will carry out the prescribed punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained in the Quran. وَلْيَشْهَدْ عَذَابَهُمَا طَائِفَةٌ مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah says, when they are punished, when they are flogged, and when they are lashed or whipped, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, allow a group of believers to witness it. It should not be done behind closed doors, because one of the purpose, or one of the objectives of this hudud, this punishment that Allah has prescribed, is so that it acts as a deterrent, so that others do not fall into the same crime, others do not perpetrate the same act. And the only way it will be act as a deterrent, and it will act as a measure that will prevent others from doing it, is when they witness and they see what is the outcome of the deed, what is the outcome of the crime. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, allow, and you should ensure that a group of the believers, they witness and they see and they observe the punishment and the penalty that is carried out. And that's with every punishment and with every had and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed. It should be witnessed, it should be observed by the general public, so that they take lesson from that, they heed that, and they do not fall into that same crime, and they do not commit the same mistake. Now this is the punishment that Allah has prescribed for the unmarried man and the unmarried woman. As for the married man who fornicates and who commits zina, or the married woman that fornicates and commits zina, their punishment is far worse. Their punishment is stoning by death. They will be taught and they will be stoned by the Muslim public and by the Muslim community until they die. That is the punishment that they have to endure in this dunya in order to be protected and safeguarded against a far more punishment in akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us peace.